Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. I'm coming to you from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the not-so-brilliant things that we do in life and we do with money. We're reclaiming stewardship, and God has a lot to say about money and about living this life intentionally for His glory. Much more about that at stewardship.com. Be sure to check it out. That's stewardship.com. This is your show, America. Email me with your question at chrisonair@stewardship.com or call me at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Call in and we'll talk. The phone lines are ready to rock, and we have Cameo calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cameo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great.
Good.
Now, how can I help you?
I am suffering what I have been told is paralysis of analysis.
Okay.
Because I am a control freak, and I overanalyze everything.
Okay. And what does this look like in your household?
Well, my husband and I, we became debt-free in 2012.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So right now we're working on saving for our kids' college and paying off the house and that excitement. And what I tend to do in our budgeting is I say, okay, these are the normal things and like our mortgage and our groceries and, you know, the necessities. And then I say, we have these birthdays coming up, and this is what we're going to spend on Christmas, and this is what we're going to spend for school photos. And so I take all of those, and I kind of net them out for, well, what's the expense for each one every 12 months, even though it's not something that I'm going to have that month.
Okay.
There were some months that came up that we would have to dip into emergency funds. Divvying that up each month is much easier, and it hurts a little less than dipping into a savings account to pay for that. My husband's fine with it, but when I talk to my friends about the way I budget, they say I'm crazy and it takes too much work. And I get it, but it makes me feel a little bit more controlled, and it feels like we have less things that blindside us, because I'd hate to put an extra payment on the house and then the next month realize, oh my gosh, I totally forgot this expense was coming, and now I have no way to pay for it. Does that make sense?
It does, Cameo. I need you to repeat this with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to say it. I am not crazy.
Crazy. Oh, yay. I'm not crazy.
You are not crazy. And here's the deal. If your husband's fine with it and it's working for you, go for it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Just make sure that, you know, you've got a control of a situation and relative control. We know that God's in control, but we're controlling what we know that we, you know, we can. We're being good managers of what God's entrusted us with. And you're doing just that. Now, you're doing it within your personality, within your style. It's probably even a little bit more controlled than I would be. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means that you are, you know, you're a stickler to it and you're all over it. And that's fine. That's not really the issue here. The issue is that you and your husband is, and I don't know what fine with it means. If he's,
he's amazing. He's a saint. He's
okay.
Completely supportive. And he says, you know, it's working.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently it is. So cool. Well, thanks, Cameo, for calling. Man, just a good, vibrant, amazing steward of God's resources calling in here, Cameo. And man, she is welcome to call every single day. Because what a breath of fresh air. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Cameo. Well, what a great call that was. Man, Cameo, what a rock star. I don't know if you guys heard that. Did you hear that? Did you hear the tone in her voice? You know what that is? That's freedom. That's options. She can see past that next paycheck. You know, so often we have these payments in our life. They seem so innocent. Oh, it's only $220 a month. Oh, it's only $150 a month. Oh, it's only $400 a month. No big deal, right? But it's sucking the life right out of us. That is not the tone of voice that I get from most callers who are neck deep in $40,000 in student loans, $20,000 in car loans. They got credit cards. You guys can hear the tone change, can't you? That's what freedom sounds like. Right there, personified. Incredible. Now, does she not have problems? She definitely has problems, but guess what? She has a new set of problems. How do I spread my budgeting out? How do I work with my husband on doing too much budgeting? Those are a lot easier problems to deal with than dealing with the problems that a lot of America is dealing with. That's what I'm talking about. That's what freedom sounds like. You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Next up, Adam calling from Winchester. Adam, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How can I help you?
I have a question because my wife and I are on both Social Security, and we're having a hard time between rent and utilities budgeting out extra money to get our credit back up and taking the kids' places.
And how old are the kids?
They are 4, 9, and 11.
Okay. And how old are you guys?
I'm 37 and she's 38.
Okay. And this is disability?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What is the income?
It's $1,500 a month between the two of us.
Okay. And what's your rent?
Rent is $750.
And any other major expenses?
We have electric, which runs around $300 in the winter, and in the summer, around $150, $175.
Okay. And any debt, any payments, any payments that are holding you back?
Yeah, we've got a couple credit cards that we're trying to pay off, and two repossessions on us.
Okay. And what are the total amounts of those? Not per month, but what's the balance on them?
On the credit cards?
Yeah.
$10,000 on mine and $15,000 on hers, and that's the only two credit cards we had. We had one each.
And are you having to live off those on a monthly basis right now?
No, we haven't been able to use them in a long time.
Okay, so they're it's old debt. You're not
yeah,
currently contributing
debt.
To more debt, are you?
No, we're trying to get out from under the debt we're in. We're finally in a situation where we can pay a little bit more towards credit. But if we pay any towards our credit, that limits fuel to go places or taking the kids to like the aquarium or any parks or anything like that.
Yeah. I guess number one, I would just say I would make sure you get as educated as possible. I think, you know, SSA.gov talks about Social Security benefits, and then, of course, there's the disability side of that as well. Practically,
yeah. We're just trying to basically get out from underneath the debt we're in and survive.
Yeah.
We're paying out almost as much as we're bringing in.
You're already doing this, but I would see if you can pinch even further. I know that it's not what you want to hear, but there's only two options. There's two major options. One is to increase income. That's very difficult for you. And there's, of course, on the website, I'll tell you, and you've probably already researched this, but exactly how much income you can make while being on disability. There's certain levels there, which you're probably very well aware of. But anything that you can do, I would max that out, whether you're working online or however you need to generate a little bit more income. Obviously, that side is the most important. Max that out, whatever your income is allowed. And then on the other side is to reduce your expenses as low as you possibly can. You might be surprised by this turn, but are you involved in church at all?
No.
Yeah, and here's the reason why I asked that. Practically, from a practical perspective, when you're in this kind of situation, Adam, you need community. Well, I would just get involved in some kind of community where you are giving. It's a win-win scenario. It's definitely reciprocal, so you're not just mooching or anything like that. But you want to serve, and give. And guess what? You'll find out that it returns back to you. So you'll have people inviting you over for dinners, people inviting you over for lunches, people taking you to the zoo. Hey, we're going to the zoo. We want you guys to jump in. And you'll find this community happening where you are investing what you can give, time, energy, love, relationships, the things that you give, and then they give right back to you the things that they can. And for maybe they're in a different position where they financially can do this. And so I'm going to leave you with a verse real quick, Adam. It's found in Romans chapter 12 in the Bible, Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. And it talks all about there being different members, just like our body. There's different members, and they all have different functions. And I want you just to just kind of marinate with those verses, Romans 12, 4 and 5, and think about how can I function with the season that I'm in? How can I be a benefit to the community? And how can people help me in the community? And that's what's so great about community. On top of all that, they're going to encourage the mess out of you as you're in a tight spot, Adam. And they can be there for you, not just one radio call where someone's walking you through this, but every day in those low moments, right, they can be there with you. So I want to encourage you to do that. Get involved in community and keep those costs down and look for income opportunities.
Okay,
Adam?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the call. Well, that's a tough call to receive there from Adam. And, you know, he's in a tough spot. And many of us, I want to ask the question. How many of us have long-term disability insurance? How many of us have that? They're in a tough spot. They obviously did not have it. We don't want that to happen to us. I want to encourage everyone to get long-term disability insurance. If you don't know where to go, man, go to stewardship.com. We have our ELPs, endorsed local providers, and they can point you towards somebody who can point you towards the right insurance to buy, somebody who you can trust. Again, that's at stewardship.com, and you're looking for the ELP link. All right, got an email here from Scott. He says, I'm 33, married with two boys and twins on the way. Congratulations, Scott. My wife and I have totally gotten on board with the baby steps over the last 18 months, paying off, get this, $107,000 in student loans and a $47,000 van. Boom. That's impressive. Way to go, Scott. My mom is a full-time employee after the layoff in 2008. She went back to school and now has a decent job with a 401k option. She has debt and no investments to date. How do you advise a 57-year-old to get to retirement and take the pressure off me as her oldest son? I fear I will have to support her after she is unable to work. What do I need to be doing to be able to support all my little ones and an awesome mother? Well, I'll tell you, Scott, you know, let's go straight to the scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So you do have this role to take care of your relatives. However, it says especially for their own household. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Did you get that? That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife, and they become one flesh. You've got to understand where your responsibilities lie, where that line is, taking care of your relatives and then taking care of your household, the household that you left your father and mother and united with your wife. And here's what I would say. I would say you need to encourage the mess out of her to live very conservatively financially. She's getting a late start. So just encourage her and love her very well and teach her to live conservatively. I would also encourage her to look for more income, whatever's appropriate for her age and her health, whatever she can do. Maybe it's stuff out of the house, or maybe it's some work over the computer, but she's going to have to generate a lot of income to do some catching up. And then I would encourage her to pay off all her debt. We need to get her cost of living as low as possible in preparation for retirement. And I'd encourage her also to maintain her health. I mean, she's going to be working for a while, so she's got to make sure she stays healthy. Okay, so just make sure you love on her, but loving on her, Scott, doesn't mean that that you need to be dishing out a ton of money. You've got some responsibilities in your household, and this is, I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm getting a lot of calls that have to do with this very subject, and you're not alone, Scott, and just make sure you take care of your own household, and then you help her with counsel and wisdom and getting her around the right education. And of course, if you're already familiar with the baby steps, you know that could really help her. So they apply to her just like they apply to you, just like they apply to all of our listeners. The baby steps are the answer. Just need to be more aggressive. She needs to be much more aggressive because she is behind. Thank you so much, Scott, for the email. Again, if you guys want to email me at chrisonair@stewardship.com. Again, that's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Now is the perfect time to start living smart with your money. You just need a plan that works. Financial Peace University offers practical and easy to follow steps that have helped over 2.5 million families get out of debt and learn how to handle money God's way. You can take Financial Peace University in a local class, as a home study, or online. Take the first step to change your future with Financial Peace University and visit stewardship.com. That's stewardship.com, or call us at 888-22-PEACE.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Our next caller is Rhonda, calling from Holland, Michigan. How can I help you today?
Well, my husband and I have our own company, and I work full-time. I've been through the Dave Ramsey course, and I understand the baby steps, but just how do I get started? I have a lot of our payments automated, and to kind of get a grasp on everything, because we're behind, Do I stop those automated payments to be able to tell the money where to go so that I can start to really do the baby steps? Because I'm afraid I'm just going to get really far behind on everything.
Well, let me ask some kind of just starting questions. What kind of company do you guys have?
We have our own trucking company.
Okay. And when you say you work...
Plus I work outside of the home.
Okay. And when you say you work full-time, is that in the company or in addition to the company you work full-time?
In addition.
Okay. Okay. So what is the household income for you guys?
About 95.
Okay. And how much debt do you guys have?
Plenty. I don't even really know. I've been so far behind trying to keep up.
Yeah. When you're kind of dealing with it monthly, you don't necessarily add up all the principal amounts. I understand that completely.
I don't have a lot of time. And that's, I only have the evenings, and then you've got kids and everything else, and life just
gets me on. Well, I mean, the good news is $95,000 is a pretty decent household income, even in most parts of the country. So
I
think you've got some options there. I would just say,
right,
you can keep them automated or not. It is budgeting. So you're going to do your budget before the month begins. You're going to get it all on paper and just factor in your automated payments into your budget. So it doesn't matter whether it's automated or you handwrite it and mail it. It doesn't matter. I like the fact that it's automated because it's going to keep you disciplined. It's less money for you to, blow. So I like the fact that you never even touch it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything you need to do with your automated payments except for maybe increase the amount if possible. It's just living as frugal as you possibly can. Go through your budget through a fine-tooth comb. Where can we cut? Is it cable? Is it data packages? Is it recreation? Is it clothing? Is it video games? I don't know what it might be in your house, but it might even just be food. It might be eating in restaurants. It might be the kind of food that you're buying at the grocery. It might be the grocery store that you're shopping at. I would just go through with a fine-tooth comb and say, here's the deal. We've been paying $30 for shorts, and this other store, we could probably buy shorts for $20. Whatever it might be, just kind of and find that margin and attack that debt like you're just mad at it. And you got to run from debt as fast as you can. Now, before you get to the debt, make sure you at least have $1,000. You know this from FPU. Make sure you have $1,000 saved for, so you don't go any further in debt. You've got that emergency fund there off to the side. But after that, it really is just list those debts, smallest to biggest, and attack the smallest one first and get that motivation. Then you'll hear your tone change. You do seem overwhelmed. I can hear the overwhelmed in your spirit. And and when you get that first one, it's like, a little bit of a celebration. It's this little bit of like a relief. And it might only be like $40. It might only be $200. But man, just getting that one more creditor out of your life, and you cut up that card and get it out of your life. And then you start focusing on the next biggest one. And you get those little celebrations along the way, and you're going to start seeing light at the end of the tunnel. But don't attack that $50,000 one first. If there's a big, huge monster, attack those small ones first, and then kind of go from there.
Okay.
But that's really about it. Keep your expenses low and get that income as up as high as you can, and tackle the debt the best you can.
Okay. Sounds good.
And here's a verse I want to share with you. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us
and groans the words that we cannot express. We've got to seek wisdom, we've got to seek knowledge, and we've got to have a prayer life that is rich. And our God is only going to be as available. He is available. He's always there, but we're only going to benefit from our relationship with Christ as much as we draw near to Him. You are in an overwhelmed season. Many of our listeners are in an overwhelmed season right now in their life.
Very much.
And our God is right there. Your God He's right there beside you. And I just want to encourage you. You're doing a good job. You're calling in. You're looking for a little bit of education. You're looking for a little bit of guidance and some advice. But that spiritual comfort and peace that I can't provide, and your friends can't provide, and your family can't provide, is in your Creator. And He can be right beside you right during those silent moments when you're the most anxious, when you're the most overwhelmed. So don't miss out on that peace. You want to take care of your spirit well as your pocketbook.
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much for the call. And again, make sure you take advantage of our free resources that we have available at stewardship.com. Stewardship.com has tons of articles and resources and inspiration, and just gets you part of the conversation where this is right in front of your eyes, right in front of your spirit all the time. And again, that website is stewardship.com. Lots of resources on there. And there's some things in there too that you could purchase. Maybe there's some things on there for $15 or $35 that, you know what, it's tough for you to invest in that right now. That's okay. There's lots of free stuff on there for you as well. But if you still have that FPU kit, I strongly encourage you to break that out and listen to it all again, because it'll keep you on the straight and narrow when it comes to your finances. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Rhonda. All right, got an email here from Tony Wyatt in Texas. So make sure you guys know you can email me your questions at chrisonair@stewardship.com. Tony asks, he says, I know you talk about giving and changing your family tree. I'm 31 and single, no kids, and in baby step number two. I want to change my family tree. Short of beating my siblings over the head with books that you guys offer, I can't make them change. If something were to happen to me when I am a millionaire, because it will happen one of these days, it will happen, all caps, what can I do? I don't want to leave them money just to blow, fueling the problem, but I don't want to cut them out either. So he's concerned about leaving money to a group of people that are going to blow all this money. He's trying to do it right, and doesn't want to do that. So let's look at the Bible real fast. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That inheritance doesn't just mean resources. It also means integrity and character and what it takes to live this life God's way and for His glory. Let's also recap the word stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. Well, that includes an inheritance. Managing that inheritance God's way and for His glory. Now, would He want you to leave His money, not yours? Would He want you to leave His money with a bunch of people who don't manage it His way and for His glory? He wouldn't want you to do that. I would encourage you to not do that, not to give it to anybody that you question their judgment. However, while you are here on this planet and while they're here on this planet, you can exercise generosity. Not in an enabling way, but you want to be generous while you're here and love them and model for them. Don't force them to live a life a certain way, but model it for them and love them and inspire them to live their life and handle their finances God's way for His glory. Great email. I wouldn't leave it, but I would be very generous and I would model while you're here on this planet and representing Jesus Christ. Great email. That wraps up this edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. Now, this is normally the point in the radio shows where the show host asks you, the show listener, for your financial support, but we're not going to do that. We're here as a free service, but in order to be able to keep providing this free service, we need you to help by telling your friends and family to, one, listen to the show, and two, check out stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. So thanks for helping spread the word. As always, let's stay connected at Chris Brown On Air on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Again, that's Chris Brown On Air. Today, we've been reminded that God has a lot to say about money. So until next time, let's continue to manage His blessings, His way, and for His glory. God bless you.